This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we conclude today the series of lessons we have had on things you should treasure. Today I want to urge you to treasure your conscience. And as a background for our study from the Bible, I call your attention first of all to Romans chapter 2. And I shall begin reading with verse 12. For as many as have sinned without the law shall also perish without the law, and as many as have sinned under the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when Gentiles that have not the law do by nature the things of the law, these not having the law are the law unto themselves, in that they show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness therewith, and their thoughts with another, accusing or else excusing them, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men according to my gospel by Jesus Christ. Now note there are several things involved in this passage of crucial importance to our study today. First, there is the law written in the heart. I take this to mean the conviction of what a person regards as right. Certainly it is one of the things that could be meant by it. Every one of us has ideas of what is right and what is wrong. If a person believes that a certain action is wrong, let us suppose, for sake of illustration, that he believes that it's actually wrong before God to wear a red coat on Tuesday mornings, then he ought not to wear a red coat on Tuesday mornings. This is the case because the God-given faculty within us of our conscience serves a very vital purpose. And if we go against what we actually convinced is right, it does something to us. We are convinced that a certain thing is right. What then does the conscience do? The conscience does not tell us what is right. To find out what is right, we must learn that from the Bible itself. But what the conscience does is to urge us to always act in harmony with what we believe is right. Of course, now, what we believe is right may actually be wrong. And the conscience will not tell us what is right. It will not correct wrong beliefs. It simply urges us to act in harmony with what we believe. So there are two things here: the law written in the heart, there is the conscience, and then thirdly, there are the thoughts which, after we have acted, either accuse us as having acted out of harmony with our conscience, or else which excuse us as having acted in harmony with it. In other words, if a person believed it was wrong to wear a red coat on Tuesday morning, and his conscience would therefore urge him not to wear it, but he went ahead and did so, then afterwards his thought would accuse him and say, well, you did what you believed was wrong. It is so very important for us to follow our conscience. Conscience is not a safe guide in the sense that it alone is enough. You must learn the truth from the Bible. But Paul refers in 1 Timothy chapter 4 to the fact that men can sear their conscience, branded in their own conscience as with a hot iron. A person can go against his conscience so many times, he can keep on doing what he believes is wrong to the extent that he actually sears his conscience. Much like you could take a hot poker and put it on the fingertips of your hand, and you would destroy the nerve endings of those fingers so that when you put them on something, you couldn't really feel it. In the same way, you could pound on your finger with your fist until it lost all feeling. In the same way, you can keep doing over and over what you believe is wrong, what you're thoroughly convinced is wrong. And it's somewhat, the conscience functions somewhat as a little record player in your ear saying, choose what you believe is right, choose what you believe is right. But when you go against it, it has the effect of turning the volume down so that you hear that less and less and less, and finally you can destroy your conscience altogether to the point that you no longer have anything within you urging you to do what is right. How very important it is for every one of us to treasure our conscience.